Luke chapter 6. Take your Bibles, if you would. Stand, please, out of love and respect for the Word of God. We're going to read just a few verses here. Beginning in verse 27, Jesus said, "But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful." Well, this, of course, you may have understood already, that we're going to be talking about the character trait of kindness. Kindness. Now, just to give some sort of a definition to you about kindness, so that you'll kind of understand the direction we're going to head in our study tonight of this characteristic of the Christian life. Kindness simply means disposed to do good to others. Okay, that's our disposition. That's kind of where we're already, that's where we should be set. Okay, where do we get that premise from? From God. God is good. All right. And so we ought to be, as his children, disposed to do good to others and to make them happy by granting their requests, supplying their wants, or assisting them in distress. So a lot of times, obviously, these are going to be somewhat difficult. Okay. But we're going to look at some passages of scripture and see that we can accomplish this task. And it may cost us something, but can I tell you, count it as an investment, not a loss. Okay? So we have this thing of disposed to do good, trying to make them happy by granting requests, supplying wants, or assisting them in their distress. It also means having tenderness or goodness of nature, and simply summed up, benevolent. Okay, benevolent. Now, these describe kindness. And as Jesus goes through and he talks to his disciples about these things, he says, "But I say unto you," in verse 27, "which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you." Okay? Now, that makes no sense. Everybody okay with that? Does that make any sense? No. Humanly speaking, that doesn't make any sense. Why would I want to love enemies? Why would I want to do good to people that hate me? Why? I mean, Shouldn't, if they're evil to me, shouldn't I be evil back to them? Right? I mean, Pastor Combs, you just read the golden rule here in verse 31. And no, it's not worded, "do unto others as you would have them do unto you," but close enough. It says, "And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise." Now you say, okay, that's saying that If I want to be treated right, I should treat them right. That's about the case. But it does not say if they do wrong to you, do wrong back to them. Can I tell you something? I didn't feel that way when I was a teenage boy. I wasn't the magnificent specimen of mankind that I am today back then. You're supposed to laugh there, okay? I was kind of scrawny. Maybe 110 pounds, soaking wet full of bananas, if you will. I wasn't much to look at back then. I was a runner. I ran. I was good at that. But I loved the game of football. I just wasn't big enough to play as far as high school goes. But I wasn't treated very well. And part of it was probably because whenever somebody called me a name, I called them a name. For some reason, that got me hurt. Anybody ever experienced that before? Huh? Yeah, I mean, I they were mean to me, so I was mean back. That got me put into some very interesting situations and circumstances. Maybe if I'd have been kind and good to them and loved them. Listen, I was a church-going kid. And if you will, I was saved when I was 8.5 years old. I was a saved kid. I should have known better. But instead, I followed my flesh. And when they were mean to me, I was mean back. And can I tell you something? It didn't really work out very good. And I had to learn that kind of the hard way. I don't know if any of you have ever been there. But can I tell you something? What God says may not make sense to our human rationale, but to God, it does. And can I tell you something? These are characteristics that God employs, that God is, and we ought to be. Let's take a look at the first one here as we go back to our text. It says in verse 27, he says, "Do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other." What? What? No, I mean, if you get hit, you're supposed to dodge and counterpunch, right? I mean, that's what you're supposed to... No. Oh, you mean... What? Turn... Come on. He says, "And to him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise." And we'll get into that in a minute. But first of all, let's discover what Jesus talks about here and the idea of kindness and doing good. Okay? Kindness and doing good. So if God is good, if we're supposed to be, one of the definitions of kindness is disposed to do good to others. That's what kindness is. So in order to do this, we just need to do good. We need to do what is good. Is saying something mean back to someone who said something mean to you good? No. Is hitting somebody who just hit you good? No. I'm not talking about how you feel. Okay? And you say, well, that's going to make me feel, but it's not. But let's just work on the premises of whether, on the premise of, is it good or not? Because that's what kindness is. Disposed to do good to others. And Jesus said, do good to them which hate you. In Genesis 21, it says, "And it came to pass at that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now therefore swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me. Now, hold on. Why would Abimelech ask this thing? Because Abraham did this to him before. He said, Abraham, don't do that she's my sister thing again. All right? He says, nor with my son or my son's son. Listen to what Abimelech said. But according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. Abimelech was upright with Abraham, wasn't he? Oh yeah, through the whole thing, he was upright. And he even listened to God in the vision that God gave to him and saved his household. Can I tell you something from sinning, even though it was Abraham's fault? Abimelech did good to him. He said, hey, Abraham, just be according to the kindness that I've done to you. Just show me the kindness that I've shown to you. That's all I ask. And to my son, and to my son's son. You see, even lost people can do what's good and can show kindness. So why can't we? I mean, what did Jesus say here in our text? He said, "And as for if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye?" He said, "For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same." You see, we need to make sure we just are doing good to all those around us. Jesus said, do good to them which hate you. Over in Genesis chapter 40, we see here that Joseph simply asks that the butcher, the butler, not the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. Okay. that the butler, because the baker is going to be hung, so he wasn't going to do any good here for this request. But he said to the butler, he said, "But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness." He said, "Just do what's right. Just do good to me. I'm telling you this dream that you're going to be restored. Giving you this interpretation." He said, "When you're standing before Pharaoh, just be kind to me. Just do what's good." And you know what? Eventually, 2 years later, howbeit, the butler says, "Hey, look at I've sinned. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Amazing. He said, "My great sin. I forgot this kid." Pharaoh, he can tell you your dream and what's going on. But Joseph just asked him to show kindness and make mention of him to Pharaoh and bring him out of this house. "For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. And here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon." It's like, I'm here innocently. Just show some kindness to me. In Joshua chapter 2. It says, "Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." And the men answered her, "Our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee." Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. She said unto them, "Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way." You know who that's talking about? Rahab. And she decided to Show kindness to these spies. Allow them to complete their task without being captured and killed. And she just said, hey, I've dealt kindly with you. Please deal kindly with me. I've showed you kindness. You show me kindness. It's just good. It's just the right thing to do. In Judges chapter 8, Gideon was a faithful judge. And it came to pass as soon as Gideon was dead that the children of God, the children of Israel turned again and went to whoring after Balaam and made Baal-berith their god. And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side. Neither showed they kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had showed unto Israel. That's a bad example. I mean, he was good to them. He was kind to them. They should have reciprocated such. But they did not. You see, that happened again in Israel's history. In 2 Chronicles, in chapter 10, it says, and they sent and called him. So Jeroboam and all of Israel came and spake to Rehoboam, saying, thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore, ease thou somewhat the grievous servitude of thy father and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we will serve thee. That sounds reasonable, does it not? Sounds like something good. And he said unto them, come again unto me after 3 days. And the people departed, and King Rehoboam took counsel. Now, so far this sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Right? A good request. A simple request. But, and then, of course, it seems like a wise answer from Rehoboam. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon, his father, while he yet lived, saying, what counsel give ye me to return answer to this people? And they spake unto him, saying, if thou be kind to this people and please them. Wait a minute. To make them happy by granting their requests, supplying their wants, or assisting them in distress. Did they express those things to him? And being disposed to do good to others. The wise men that stood before Solomon, they said, if thou be kind to this people, and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants forever. You ever heard that you can catch more flies with sugar than vinegar? Huh? You can do more by being kind than by being sour. Well, Rehoboam said, no. And he went and got the princes together, those of his generation. And they said, all right, tell you what. Your little finger is going to be more powerful. And they describe it as the loins of your father. Wow. And you're gonna really put the hammer. And you thought daddy was bad. Yeah. You need to rule these guys. Really put them to the task. How'd that work out for him? Yeah, not so good. Did it? No. I think he should have listened to the old men. I think he should have listened to the wise counsel of those that stood before his father and show kindness to this people. Ephesians 4:32 tells us to be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Did God show us kindness? And shouldn't we show others kindness? Gee, I think there, Jesus said a parable about that. Of how a man owed a great debt. Perhaps millions of dollars in that time's currency. And the master decided to forgive him. And immediately, he goes out and grabs hold of a friend, a co-worker, and the man owes him a couple dollars. And he says, pay me now. And he chokes him. And he says, I can't, but I'll pay you soon. Nope. Throw him in jail. For a couple bucks. Well, the other servants heard what was going on and told it to the master. They marched his hide right back in there. And he said, hey, I showed you this great mercy and this great kindness. And couldn't you likewise do the same? And be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. It's just good. It's just doing good. Psalm 31, we hear what David says about God. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in the pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Oh, how great is thy goodness. God's just good. In Psalm 141, verse 5, it says, let the righteous smite me, and it shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me, and it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be their calamities. In Proverbs 31, it says about the virtuous woman, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue, I love this, is the law of kindness. Ha ha! The law of kindness. Now that puts a little bit of expression to it there. The law of kindness. Maybe we just shouldn't be kind. We need to be kind. It's a law. The law of kindness is in her tongue. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. That sounds like someone who does good. It's an example of it. In Acts chapter 28, even the barbarians in the little island of Melita, as they were shipwrecked and coming to shore, it says, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain, and because of the cold. Now listen, a wonderful thing took place after that, and with the help of a serpent that came out of the sticks there and bit Paul in the hand. But you understand that whole tribe and that whole people group was reached for Christ because of that. But they showed kindness, and they were just heathen. Can't we do the same? Can't we go with what Jesus said here in our text tonight? That, hey, listen, for if you do good to them which do good to you, well, what thank have ye? For sinners also do the same. He said, hey, do good to them which hate you. Kindness is doing good. Well, let's look at another one. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. And in verse 32 he says, for if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. In verse 35 he says, but love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. So now we need to talk about not only kindness and doing good, but kindness and love. For God so loved the world that he gave. You know, I think that assisting them in distress, supplying their wants, being benevolent, having tenderness or goodness of nature is adequately defined by the phrase, God so loved that he gave. Isn't that the ultimate benevolence? Oh, I think so. God loved us. And guess what? He loved us first. And he gave his son for us. You might have guessed we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The love chapter. 1 Corinthians 13, look at that there. It's described as, in this particular passage, charity, which is more than just I love peanut butter. Okay? Charity is one of those unique definitions and defining elements of love. But it says this, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but then when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When as a child I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For we now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I also am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. You see, in order to show kindness in our lives, we have to truly love the unlovable. They don't deserve our love. They're enemies. They're evil. They're hurtful, hateful, wicked, full of darkness. But whoever said it was about deserving love? Did we? Did you or I deserve the love of God? So great that he would send his only begotten son to die for our sins? No. No, we didn't either. You know, over the years, I've been put in circumstances where I didn't want to love somebody because of what they had done to me. They want to show them kindness because they had been extremely unkind to me. We do all these great things, but have not charity, we're nothing. It's pointless. It gives is no benefit. It profiteth me nothing. You see, I think Jesus was trying to help his disciples understand this truth. Understand the truth of what he was going to do for them. Aren't you glad that on the cross, he said the words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Well, that's love. That's love, folks. Hey, listen, that one thief, he was part of the mockery. But then he said, wait a minute. I'm the guilty one. Lord, remember me when thou comest to thy kingdom. You know what that was? Kindness. Love, when Jesus said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. He didn't have to save that man. But yet he did, didn't he? Because he came to him. But you understand that kindness and love go hand in hand. We know that charity is kind. The Bible tells us that. It suffereth long and is kind. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he says, But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distress, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings. Those all sound horrible. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, he says, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness in the right hand, on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful. No, I said that wrong. I hate that word. Sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. I end up saying sorrowful, but that's okay. And poor, yet making many rich, and has nothing, yet possessing all things. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. Ye are not straitened in us, but ye are straitened in your own bowels. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be also enlarged. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You understand that God's love is kindness. His grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. He showed his grace to us, his mercy to us, his love to us. And that's God in his kindness. In Titus 3 it says, but after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. You see, folks, Kindness and doing good goes hand in hand. Kindness and love, likewise. And then lastly, look at verse 36 back in our text. Oh, man. You guys flipped too slow. Be therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. I just want to just briefly touch on kindness and mercy. You know what? Grace is getting something that you do not deserve. That's grace. We get something that we do not deserve. Mercy is not getting something that you do deserve. We deserve hell. And God in His mercy has not given us that end. You understand that a lot of times we need to learn to be merciful. Jesus talked about if somebody hits you on the cheek, offer him the other one. Well, what did they deserve? A reciprocation of said smiting. Right? But us not giving that to them, it's kindness. It's kindness. That's mercy. There are many scriptures to follow, but I just want to read a few out of Psalms to you tonight. In Psalm 117, he says, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord." In Psalm 119, we've read these in our studies on Sunday nights. "I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in thy faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. And let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight." I don't think I need to really explain a whole lot about God and his merciful kindness and his tender mercies. Can I just say to all of us, likewise, we should show mercy because we've been shown mercy. We should show love because we've been shown love. We should do good because good has been done to us. These things are kindness. I think all of us could dive deeper into this characteristic of kindness and display a little more of it each day in our lives. And how great will the results be? Only time will tell. Only God knows. We can all develop greater this thing of kindness in our lives. Listen, I've met some really kind people, and many of you are those people. But can I say something? We can all be more kind and show more kindness and understand this truth a little bit deeper as we go on about our lives.